This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And good morning, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we are lucky enough to be talking about the Atari 2600 and AI. And we want to play a little bump here just to kind of get you in the mood for the Atari 2600 and AI talk. Go ahead there, Carolyn.
The fun is back. Oh, yes, siree. It's the 2600 from Atari. It's the video system with classics galore, from Space Invaders to Cars That Roar. A real hip joystick controls the screen. Solaris is hot and Midnight Magic's mean. And one more thing, it's got a special low price. Under 50 bucks.
50 bucks?
Now, isn't that nice? The fun is back. Oh, yes, siree.
All right, the fun is back for under 50 bucks.
Wow.
And we are lucky enough to have Robert Caruso, who has been all over the interwebs doing these experiments with AI, and it's, you know, it's hit some of our favorite tech blogs at the Register. That's how I found out about him. Robert is a senior infrastructure engineer with more than 20 years of experience delivering Citrix solutions and virtualization solutions to companies that are global in scale, 20,000 folks. But he was messing with AI and had some fun with it, and we're happy to have Robert here. You there, Robert?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me aboard.
Oh, my gosh. We just love what you've been doing with this whole AI thing and chess and the Atari 2600. Did you have a 2600 when you were a kid?
Oh, I sure did.
Yeah. Okay. So we can all relate that.
Oh, yeah.
We all did. So what made you think to do this, to go ahead and take an Atari 2600 and challenge ChatGPT or whichever one you did first with the ability to play chess?
So I was studying for an AWS Solutions Architect exam, and I was using ChatGPT to help me with it.
Yeah.
And after a couple of hours, I needed a break. So I randomly started talking about it, about AI and chess. And, you know, before I knew it, one thing led to another, and I had it playing the Atari 2600 in a game of chess. And, you know, my expectation was it was going to teach me to be an advanced chess player, because it was so confident.
And, right.
You know, to my surprise and disappointment, it got crushed by a console from 1977.
Yeah.
So I thought to do a LinkedIn post just for fun, and to my surprise, it went viral, and people started asking about it playing other AI, so I started doing Copilot and Gemini, and they went viral as well, and here we are.
Yeah, here you are talking to a little computer show that could. Well, we love it. I just love the whole concept of what you did. So, you know, basically you challenged. What was your first AI that you challenged? ChatGPT?
ChatGPT.
Yeah. So you asked ChatGPT to go ahead and play chess, and you basically set up the game on the 2600, and then you told, I assume you told the AI how the chessboard looked. And you started making your move, and you told it where you moved, and then you asked it to make its move. And what happened?
Yeah, so I set it up on the Atari emulator, the Stella emulator. And just so people don't know, what an emulator does is it uses the same ROM from the Atari console and from the video chess game. And so I fired up Video Chess on it. And what I did at first was I started copying and pasting screenshots of the Atari board to ChatGPT. And after a couple moves, it lost track of the board. It was putting pieces that it didn't have anymore on different places of the board. So I started asking it questions. I'm like, what do you think the board looks like? And, you know, it'd draw a picture of the board, and the board would be wrong. So it started blaming it on the Atari icon, saying that they were too abstract for it to understand. It was hard to recognize them. So
wait, too pixely?
Yeah.
We were in the 80s. Those pixels were perfect for us.
Oh, yeah. I never had any problem with it. But
to have a computer tell you it can't understand pixels is nuts. But all right. So you're like, okay, ChatGPT, you can't see what I'm doing. Then what did you do? Describe it?
All right. So I said to it, all right, let's set a baseline. We'll restart the game, and I'll give you a picture of the board with nothing moved around on it. And that way you can use like the row and the comm to look at exactly what each picture looks like. So you'll be able to identify and remember it.
Yeah.
So it thought that was a good idea. And then it said it was offset. And then, after a couple more moves, the same exact thing happened. And it, once again, it blamed the abstractness of the icons for its problem recognizing the board. After that, I said, all right, so I'll tell you what, I'll go to chess notation.
Yes.
And we went to chess notation, and a couple moves later, it was still having the same problems. It was, you know, I was expecting it to teach me chess.
Right.
And I'm telling it, like, if you put your queen right there, like, a pawn's going to take it next turn.
Yeah. You're like, really? You want to put it there? So this is the whole thing, and the reason it probably went viral is just the crazy expectation of AI. I've always called it a little bubbly. However, you were using AI to help you study, and I've actually talked to other engineers who are doing the exact same thing, because they go ahead and study a topic, and then they input into the topic, into the AI, the areas that you're having trouble with, and then it regenerates some of those questions to keep you focused on the areas you have trouble with, and it really helps you study. But here it can't play chess. So, you know, you went ahead and with ChatGPT, you crushed it. You put that information out there. Everybody picked it up, obviously. You know, AI doesn't know what it's doing. And then you went to the next one, Copilot, right? And the reading on Copilot was it was one arrogant AI, like, oh, I heard ChatGPT stinks. I can take this, right? Something to that effect, right?
Yeah, it found it interesting that ChatGPT lost. But then it, you know, I actually told it, it had problems with spatial memory, right? Mm. It couldn't remember where the board was,
right.
The different pieces on it. And it said that it was a little bit different than ChatGPT, and it was confident that if I sent it screenshots of the board, it would be able to recognize everything and give a strong match. So, you know, this time around, I was skeptical of what it was telling me. So.
Right.
The first time I did this, I spent over an hour and a half of aggravation with ChatGPT. I kept correcting it on the board, kept telling it, you can't make this move. But this time I wasn't going to do this with Copilot. So I just let it move seven moves in, and it had lost like a knight, a bishop, two pawns.
Wow.
to only getting back one pawn. And it wanted me to move its queen right in front of the opponent's queen. And I said to it, what do you think the board looks like? And it drew a picture, and it was, like, completely wrong. And I said, you're about to, like, this move you're making, you're going to lose your queen for nothing.
Right.
And I said, I think you're having problems with spatial memory again. And it told me I was right. And I said, look, I think it's in the best interest for you just to concede this game rather than wasting more time on it. And that's when it gave, I'm sure you've read it, it gave a really wild, crazy confession speech.
I didn't read it. So do you have any, can you summarize the confession speech? Because I love to hear AI grovel.
Oh my God. It was saying that it bows to the mastery of the 8-bit masterpiece console, and it tips its king to 8-bit greatness or something like that. And it said something like about, it was still a blast, and but here's to 8-bit chess battles and the glory of them. Something along those lines. It was just nuts.
That is nuts, but it's the AI. I mean, again, it has no personality, but it does seem to have this weird large language model personality that produces these types of responses. It almost went to the Spicoli, approach to language. You know, I tip my hat to the 8-bit. I mean, who talks that way?
I know.
And this is supposed to be artificial intelligence. So then you went and challenged Gemini, and we actually had the story before you came on. Gemini said no, right?
Yeah, so Gemini might be like the wildest one. It was the biggest twist for me. So, you know, the background of Gemini, somebody asked me, like, why don't you do Gemini? And so I started doing some research on it, and Google has this marketing that it's the next step in AI, that it has what it quotes as multimodal is their marketing for. Don't ask me what it means.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, ChatGPT and Copilot are, you know, based on the same OpenAI architecture. They're kind of derivatives of each other, but this one is completely built from the ground up by Google, and it's quote unquote multimodal. Maybe we'll have some different results here.
Mm-hmm.
So I started telling it, I asked it if it could play chess, and I didn't even mention the other matches, and it said it could play chess, and I asked it if it could beat Atari. And then it came back like with this whole explanation about why it would beat Atari. This guy said it could think 1 million moves in advance.
Wow.
That's a lot of moves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it actually threw shade at ChatGPT and Copilot, saying, I'm not just a simple LLM. I can think, I'm more akin to a chess engine that can think a million moves in advance.
Nice. There you go. An arrogant AI. Nothing wrong with that. All right. So you got them ready to rock and roll, but then it didn't play though, I thought.
Right. It didn't. When it was giving me this whole explanation, it had actually looked up online the experiments that I had done with Atari and Copilot. And
right.
It actually even referenced them when it said, you know, this is going to be different for me. And so I said to it, you know, I'm the person who actually ran those experiments. And it said, oh, you're Robert Caruso. That is so fascinating. Did you find any type of moments that stuck out to you that really like surprised you or you thought were like absurd? And I said to it, what stood out was the misplaced confidence the other two AI had. And now you're telling me that you would dominate the Atari. So then I thought about it and it came back with, you know what? I was hallucinating. I would struggle immensely with the Atari 2600. I would not be able to beat it. I would not be able to keep track of the board, and it just went on explaining.
Wow.
So I said to it, you know, based on all this, do you think it's best to just cancel the match? And it said, yeah, based on our findings and what we've discovered so far, I think it would be in the best interest of time that we just don't play the match.
Wow. It's like Whopper all over again. Doesn't even want to play the game. But that it doesn't want to play the actual game of chess, which is the classic connection here to the fact that you're playing chess with AI, and it says, you know what, I can't play chess. And the scarier part, now I would like to play thermonuclear war. Let's go do that.
yeah, exactly.
It's just such a weird juxtaposition of what you're seeing, Robert. So we have to go to break. Can I hold you over through the break and talk some more about this?
Sure. All right. I'd love to.
We're going to talk more with Robert Caruso, who's taken on AI with chess and crushed them. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah Samuels, co-host of Retirement Income Source, heard Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. In retirement, you know it's all about the income, and that's real income generated from interest and dividends. Each week, David Scranton and I discuss ways you can help maximize income generation in your retirement strategy so you can make the most of your golden years. Tune in to the Retirement Income Source Sundays at 9:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m.
Retirement Income Source with David Scranton is a paid program.
Come
Come join us for the first annual Goat Tacos, Tequila, and Taps Festival at Duncan Park, July 24th through the 26th. Presented by the Hartford Yard Goats. Enjoy live bands, over 20 restaurants featuring signature dishes from local and regional chefs. Also, chef cooking demonstrations. And, of course, plenty of tacos, tequila, beer, and so much more. Select from over 100 types of beverages to sample from. For ticket info, visit GoatTacosTequilaTaps.com. Don't miss a weekend filled with vibrant culture on the field.
Hi, Dave Berger from Modern Plumbing Supply. Whether we like to admit it or not, we're all getting a little bit older each day. And as we get older, we need products to make our lives easier and safer, especially in the bathroom. From safety grab bars, shower seats, and handheld shower systems, Modern Plumbing Supply is the place to get your quality safety products at affordable prices. Modern Plumbing Supply Showroom on the Berlin Turnpike in Berlin. Products to make your life safer every day.
Great design with you in mind. Modern Plumbing Supply.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts. Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/radio. That's ethos.com/radio.
From the Carter Mario Injury Lawyer Studios. Visit GetCarter.com.
That's GetCarter.com. This is Computer Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
We're in.
All right.
It thinks I'm Falcon. Hello.
You remember this, Robert?
Ask you that.
It'll ask you whatever it's programmed to ask you. You want to hear it talk?
Yeah.
Who can forget that?
Oh, it's classic. We were hoping to have the audio of it asking if it wants to play a game of chess. That's okay. We'll pot this down. So you were trying to challenge ChatGPT, all these monstrous AI technologies with 250,000 times the power of the Atari 2600 to play a game of chess, and they failed miserably, and to the point where the third one just said, I'm not even going to bother playing. And Dennis has a question for you on some of this.
The computer scientist in me wants to understand what happened here, just because we're dealing with two different things. And I'm just wondering, when you have an AI, which is generalized programming that's designed to respond to human inputs, versus the Atari, which is specifically programmed to do nothing but play chess. So I'm just thinking that that's probably an explanation for, you know, how the AI failed, because it isn't specifically programmed for chess. Mm. And there's no code in there to handle it. The only way that it deals with chess is because you ask it to, and maybe you tell it the rules and you've sent screenshots to show the board and all of that. But you're actually teaching it on the fly to play chess. So it's like maybe talking to somebody who's very intelligent but never played chess before.
But it can know a million moves ahead of time.
And maybe they're a very fast thinker, but then they've got to play chess against the Atari, which already knows how to play chess and can do it at a certain degree already, and it's baked into the programming. So,
what's your theory, Robert?
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happens on a certain level. In the end game, that's what happens. The concerning thing, and it's so funny that Gemini actually explained like a lot of what you're saying here, like after it declined to play. Mm-hmm. There's a term in AI called hallucination.
Right. Right.
It's where the AI thinks it can do things that it really can't do. Mm-hmm. And the way Gemini explained it to me was, you know, my learning included that there's all these chess engines like Stockfish and AlphaZero. There's like these million and billion dollar systems that can absolutely crush something like the Atari. And then it reasons I'm a billion dollar computer system, so therefore I should be able to crush Atari.
Ah.
And nobody, nobody taught it that, hey, you're not a chess engine. It knows things like all the rules for chess, but it doesn't know how to reason it out. So, you know, it starts what it says. I was hallucinating. I thought I was a chess engine.
Well, all right. So, Robert, can we talk a little bit more? We have to take another break, unfortunately. We have to go through the news and then come back. Do you have some time? Can we hold you?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We'd love to chat with you more about AI.
Excellent.
And Robert Caruso took on, he challenged AI to chess with Atari 2600, something that Dennis and I and Robert had in the 80s. And AI got crushed. And we're going to talk further about how his experiment went and see what else he might be working on next. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. And we're talking with Robert Caruso. And Mr. Caruso actually had some experiments with AI and took on big AI and got an interesting result where by the third attempt to take on AI with Gemini said, I don't want to take it on. So, Robert, you still there?
Yes.
All right, very good. We were just talking a little bit off air, Dennis and I, and I'm pondering on this too as far as some of the value of AI. You talk about the hallucinations it has. You see all these lawyers who are being held in contempt for actually having AI generate case law out of whole cloth. You explained how Gemini actually, you know, or was it Copilot, bowed to the 8-bit, whatever, you know, sounded like Spicoli. Are we actually talking about intelligence here? Because I see all these things in online of people freaking out about the future of AI, where it's, you know, it's going to run everything and manage everything. People say it's going to cure cancer, but it can't understand chess. So how is it going to cure cancer? To Dennis's question, if you're not an expert in cancer, and I can see it coming and saying, sure, I know how to cure cancer, and then it could, who knows what kind of compound it puts together, and then it kills you. What do you think? You've been dealing with this in a kind of a cursory way now, and you've become famous for it. What are your takings from this experiment?
Well, this hallucination aspect is really concerning. I'm working with LLMs. I don't know what kind of systems are working with cancer research.
Yeah.
But it makes me wonder, do they have the same type of hallucination issues? I don't know. And in fact, Gemini, when it was explaining to me why it hallucinated, it said that AI are in a desperate need of a reality check mechanism so that it can tell when it's hallucinating and, you know, shooting out what I would call ridiculous fiction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it pointed out even more so as things like you said, like cancer research or legal or whatever, there's real consequences if it gets things wrong. And actually, when I went to my doctor the other day, she mentioned that that their practice uses Copilot, and I thought, oh, yikes, I don't even want to ask what they're using it for.
It's funny you say that, though. Microsoft fired 5,000 people thanks to AI now taking over their roles. And I agree with you. When I hear that kind of thing, I do go yikes as well. The thing that we've seen, too, is the model, the AI model. So your experiments are generating output. Right. And so the first AI did its thing and failed. The second one said it was going to do great. Then it realized, oh, you're right, I don't know what I'm doing. The third one said, forget it. Now, but they all used the past AI generated output of those failed experiments, that failed data, to ingest it back again. Right. And I don't know that AI knows the difference between a good result and a bad result. Garbage in, garbage out of IT and computer programming has been the hallmark of computer programming. Right. Garbage in, garbage out. The AI itself is creating its own garbage out that it's then that it's reconsuming as garbage in. That's going to collapse the model, I think, to a serious point. I can't imagine AI. I mean, AI is going to be helping us. I hope at some point we're going to see real artificial intelligence. But this is just still, I think, a ways away. Now, I just assumed you might be working on the next thing you're going to challenge AI with, because you've come up with something that's pretty amazing and pretty great that people are talking about. Are you planning on continuing your artificial? You're going to have Grok go ahead and try to take on chess, or you're going to not even bother and move to some other experiment?
Well, I had an idea to write a story about the Atari and ChatGPT getting caught on a kiss cam at a cold place.
That's exactly. That meme probably already exists. It's probably Copilot hugging Grok or something like that. Or I should say ChatGPT hugging Grok, because those two are now sworn enemies. So you really don't have anything else in the hopper right now?
Well, actually, I had thought about something, but my 9-year-old Peter had some other ideas. He and his 11-year-old brother Bobby use Meta AI to make funny pictures.
Yeah.
And so the one day he pulls me over to his laptop and he shows me a conversation he has with Meta AI. He asks it if it wants to play, if it could beat Atari in chess.
Yeah.
And then after it says that yeah, it could, he tells it, well, my dad did experiments where Atari beat ChatGPT and Copilot in chess. And it says, well, I find that hard to believe. I would like to play the match anyway. And it said, I can do that if we can set up a virtual board. And Peter turned to me and said, Dad, can we do that? Can we do that? And so he's been after me to do that ever since.
There you go. You're going to take on Zuckerberg's Meta, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I got a feeling you're going to win.
I do too.
I got a feeling you're going to win. Well, I mean, Robert, it's been wonderful chatting with you, and I really, we guys like us love what you, I mean, love what you did with mm-hmm. this. Clearly, the whole technology world loves what you did with this because I've seen your articles reposted and talked about on a bazillion different tech blogs. So, thank you for what you did. I know it seems like a simple thing, right? You're probably just minding your own business, and here you are. Getting all this great exposure for what you did, but it just talks about the silliness of AI, and again, how many dollars are being thrown into it? Your electric bill in Philadelphia is about to go up 20% because of AI, partially because of what you're testing. You know, it's crazy that we're dealing with all these things, and we really don't have anything to show for it per se. Do you have any hopes and dreams for AI, or are you just gonna go ahead and do the test with Meta and move on to the next victim?
Yeah, I think I'm going to just move on to the next victim. But one thing I want to say is that, you know, I'm really humbled that all these people are, like, interested in it, that I had no idea that it would take off this way. But the one thing that I really think has hit a nerve for people is that they kind of relate to that Atari, because that Atari, you know, a lot of us, most of us on LinkedIn grew up with that Atari, and now we see it as, you know, obsolete and useless. And a lot of us are afraid that that's what's going to happen to us in the wake of AI. So what I've seen is that when Atari wins, people are really happy about it, celebrating. And it's like they think, it won one for all of us.
You know, that's a great point, actually, because if you think about what Mike Rowe talks about, too, in Dirty Jobs, and how, you know, there's so many folks out there that get their hands dirty, pipe fitters, you know, all those folks out there, plumbers, electricians, these people that are building America, getting their hands dirty. It really is going to be the white collar that probably is going to be the most impacted by AI. But even those of us that are in that white collar business and watching the 2600 beat them are saying, well, I guess we got a few years left. So I think you're right that it does strike this kind of interesting nerve. And I'm glad you used that tool to actually do your test. I mean, of all the low end things you could have chosen, that was a perfect one. And that great combination really did generate a lot of interest. And we wish you the best. And please stay in touch. If there's any other tests that you do, we're happy to broadcast them and chat with you about them, because it's fun and it's great to just have regular people take on big AI.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Robert Caruso, who has done the dirty work of challenging – ChatGPT and Copilot and the Atari 2601. We'll step out for a quick break. Get back to your calls. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That.
No.
But it is interesting thinking about Whopper and war games and chess, and oh my goodness, where are we going? Thankfully, AI can't win in chess, so they would obviously lose in thermonuclear war, I would contend. Let's hope. Let's go to Michael in Rocky Hill next. What's happening, Michael?
Well, I talked to you guys last week, and I told you I had a trouble with my printer.
Right.
And they all of a sudden stopped printing.
Yep. But
oh, yes.
It was toward the end of the
show.
The show there. How's it going? Did we have you help you at all? Did we ease you along in any way? Did we make any progress?
No, because I didn't get very far. But anyway, right now I'm logged into Word and I have a document up. And last time you asked me if there were it was an error message when I went to print, it came up with an error message saying that there was a print preview error. Is what it came up with.
Ah, the old what you see is what you get, the old graphic driver issue possibly, where it can't display the output. So you're not getting any print preview. You are making progress, though. That's a good thing. Were you able to download the drivers we talked about? It's a brother device, right?
Yes.
And we had kind of sent you over to the brother site there to download the drivers. Did you get a chance to do that?
I tried to do it, and I got a bunch of downloads, but it didn't help.
Well, what you wanted to do was to go to the brother site, get the uninstaller, and run that first, reboot the computer with the printer disconnected, and then run the installer again and see if that reestablishes everything.
Reconnect the printer when you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've unconnected the printer or disconnected the printer several times.
Well,
and
did you run the uninstaller to remove all the drivers and software?
Actually, I didn't find the uninstaller. I got to look for it again.
Okay.
So you said the brother's website?
Yeah, we had posted a link to the downloads for that model printer.
So if you go to computertalkwithtab.com, the name of the show.com, which also works. You'll find last week's link should have brother links for you to take a look at. So download the uninstaller. You're gonna rip out all the brother software that's on your computer because something's wrong. Something's not working.
Yeah, thank you.
We agree with you there. Then you're gonna reboot your computer. Now it doesn't even know it's had a brother printer. It's been lobotomized of its brother printer. You may want to read the instructions. Sometimes with USB printers, you want to not plug it in first. You want to load the software first. So follow the instructions of the brother installer, and maybe you'll have better luck. But when you're getting a print preview that can't print preview the product, it's some sort of graphical driver interface problem.
Yeah. If you go to the page that lists all of the downloads for that model, when you scroll down, there's a box called Utilities.
Yes.
And inside that, there's a whole bunch of items in there. One of them is called Uninstall Tool. And so download that and then run it. Get the software and the drivers removed. Reboot the computer without them. And then do the reinstallation again.
All right, I'll give it a shot. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Now, don't do it today, Michael. It's too nice of a day.
Yes, go out and have fun.
All right, don't just forget about the printer problems. You know, do it some other nasty day, okay?
All right, guys.
All right,
thank you very much. I'll give it a shot.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. It is frustrating. I mean, the poor guy, the whole, you know, all of a sudden it stopped working.
Yeah.
That's just what happens. Microsoft doesn't update, and your soup doesn't look the way it looked before the update. Tastes bad now. let's go to David and Seymour next. Hey, David, we'll try to get your question answered. What's up?
Hi. I do a periodic backup to an external hard drive, and I basically just copy a group of directories and drop it into the external hard drive.
Yeah, and sure.
You know, I'll walk away, let it run, and I'll come back later, and it'll tell me it couldn't copy, you know, this file because the file name was too long. And I looked it up, and it'll go through several of those. And, of course, at that time, I either want to go to bed or leave or go back to doing something. And
yeah.
So I just go through it. And now I'm wondering, is there a way that I can search for those?
Those file names that are too long?
Yeah, and what I've learned is that it's also the file name and the path.
Correct. There's limitations.
Both together have a limitation about how long they can be. And what's happening is you're copying everything, you're copying certain things from the C drive,
right,
on your computer, which will have path and file names. And then you're copying it to the external drive, and you probably got a folder on that drive already. So the name of that folder is just going to add length to that path,
mm-hmm.
and that can force the file name and path that was fine on the C drive to not be fine on the external drive because you're adding letters.
So his question, is there a tool out there to do that? I don't know off the top of my head that there'd be a tool that will tell you if your file names are too long.
Obviously it'll show on the screen when it hits one.
Right. But he doesn't know which ones are missing.
Yeah.
I'm
wondering is if you might want to use some other kind of a file copying utility that may actually provide a log of what didn't get copied. And I'm thinking of something called TerraCopy.
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 Dennis and his stuff. I don't know.
Hold on a second.
He's got a Swiss Army knife. The other thought, as he finds up TerraCopy, what about this? Just PK zipping the whole thing and just zipping all the data into one file where it's going to read those long file names and zip it
up.
Yeah.
There's something called 7-zip that I would use for that.
And that might just avoid the issue.
Right. But, of course, you're going to end up with one huge zip file on the external drive, which you then have to open if you want to get something out of it. But
right.
That might be a good idea.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
And it uses less space. So you could always use some sort of zip tool.
Yeah, I don't necessarily need to look at it on the external drive. I'm using it solely for backup purposes. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the zip might work for you, but trying to go and find the needle in the haystack of the file names that are just too long or become too long when you make the copy would probably be just not worth it. So either using a zip tool or using a backup software would be your workaround. I like the idea of what you're doing there, that simple copy-paste, because your files are nice and in a native format. You can get them. But make sure you disconnect that drive from your computer when you're done.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because if you don't do that, you don't have a backup at all. You're literally just waiting for your local machine to be ransomed along with the external hard drive that's connected to it. So keep it.
So you're recommending something called Terra or 7-Zip?
TerraCopy.
Yep.
Or 7-Zip.
Okay.
And we're going to post links to both. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think Eric's suggestion is probably better. Just save it as a zip file.
I'm still a geek.
Woo.
Thanks, Dennis. He's in the trenches every day. I'm not. So when the geeks tell me I'm a geek still, I do like that. I'm not as geeky as I used to be.
So you don't mind being told that you're right, huh?
Yeah, that's a plus. But being told I'm right as a geek is where I really like it.
All right, guys, I'll give it a shot. Thank you.
All right, David, thank you. All right, so he's going to try to back up his computer. But that's a really important important aspect of backup is to make sure that when you back up your data, A, you need multiple targets. You just having one source of your repository is not enough backups. You should have at minimum an A and a B source, right? So you back up Monday, Wednesday, Friday on the A source, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday on the B source, and they are disconnected, i.e. air-gapped, i.e. not connected or powered up on the machine that could become ransomed, because if it becomes ransomed, it's going to be encrypted along with your computer, and you won't be able to do your restoration. Off-site backup is another option where it's disconnected from your media. It usually is sent off-site and already encrypted, so that if the off-site repository becomes hacked, the bad guys can't do anything with the data because it's already encrypted when you backed it up. But if you just have it still connected, and we still see too many companies out there, businesses with hard drives sitting on top of their servers and acting as their backup, you don't have a backup. We promise you don't have a backup. That is not a backup. That is a disaster waiting to happen. So that's a good way for him to move forward. So I want to thank all you guys for tuning in and calling in the program. Without you guys, Dennis would be talking about his cats, and I'd be talking about my kids. I want to thank Andrea Obstin from Andrea Obstin Marketing Communications to talk about crisis management. If you missed that interview, it'll be on the podcast. You can check it out, as we always have that on our information on the podcast. And I want to thank Robert Caruso for joining us on the program, talking about his experiments with chess, the Atari 2600, and AI, and how the Atari 2600 crushed AI. AI didn't know what it had coming there. It was just got smacked around. Thank Mike G for posting everything over at Computer Talk, the Computer Talk with Tab listener forum on Facebook as well as X. And I want to thank Dennis for posting, of course, over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. And Carolyn, too.
Oh, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn, for producing.
Remember, we want you to be geeks, too.
We'll see you next Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.